Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Educators in California are happy after hearing news that Governor-elect Gavin Newsom will be focusing on childhood education. To that end, he's proposing nearly $2 billion for programs designed to boost the state's enrollment. Phil, is this going to really happen?
Well, it's part of the rollout. It's going to happen. It's a question of when. What we have is a new guy going in as the governor of California. And you got to go in with a bit of a drum roll, and that's what we're hearing right now, is what he's proposing out of the gate. And you like to lead with something everybody can agree on and kind of like. I mean, think about it, Patty. You propose $1.8 billion towards kindergarten for everybody and preschool, and that's everybody can pretty much go along with that, especially if you have a $15 billion surplus. It's a lot better than talking about whether or not your rates are going to go up for PG&E in order to pay for the last year's fires. Wouldn't you agree?
All right. So what would that money actually do? More of these programs or beefing up the existing ones or both?
Both. What we're talking about is the first half of it, about $750 million, would go into literally out there fixing up kindergarten facilities around the state. Some places don't have big enough ones to do morning and afternoon sessions, so the idea is to first increase the space. That's the other thing. That also, politically, that's kind of smart because that has all the school districts now sort of ready for the programs. First time money is also going to be going into training more people in order to get ready to get hired for these positions. Now, the second part of your question is the ongoing expense of it. That's going to be rolled out over the next couple of years. Because Newsom knows from past experience, his own and the state's as well, you got to be careful with new programs. Because building a dam or building a road is a one-time thing. You do it, it's that. Programs like preschool or something like that or universal health go on forever. And if anything, the cost tends to go up with every year. And our economy's kind of been on a roller coaster, so you don't know if times are going to get bad. What you gave today, you don't want to be in the position of having to trim back tomorrow.
Phil, we've talked about this with you a lot, and that is that the Democratic supermajority in Sacramento. Does that mean that Gavin Newsom gets whatever he wants? Rubber stamp, yeah, $2 billion early childhood education, done.
Yes, I would say that it is a completely done deal. They could do it in a voice vote. The question is that enough for that democratically controlled legislature that under Jerry Brown, another Democrat, has been really held back in check? Remember, Jerry Brown was the one who vetoed one of their first budget when he was governor, saying his statement was, we don't have money, we need to save, we need to pay down the wall of debt, no new programs. Remember, he was the guy that pulled back cell phones, cut back the cars for state workers. Gavin is delivering a more message of sunshine that reflect the times. Also, maybe sort of a hint that he might have eyes for a higher office, and we all know what that is down the line. So, yeah, you enter with sugar and sunshine rather than Jerry Brown, sort of Grinchy type, but Jerry's worked as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.